testing. Welcome. It's our pre-show here for the 24th. Huh? Yeah. Turn that down, man. Turn it down. Pre-show for the 24th. Pre-show for the 24th. Hello, Phil Henry. Pre-show for the 24th. Let me see the phone. Vernon, how you doing, bud? Did I say brud? Bud?
I'm doing good, Phil. I'm doing real good. Testing one through. One through. Testing. Testing, 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 test. I'm doing fine, Phil. I'm just hanging out with you.
Okay. Who is Mandy?
Mandy's my wife.
Who's Mindy?
Mindy is my wife.
I'm going to ask you one more time, Dozier. You better give me a straight answer.
What are you talking about? What do you guys want to know?
Who the hell is Lorraine?
Okay.
Time to come clean. Okay, I don't even know. I don't know how we're going to solve that problem, because I honestly forgot that Vernon Dozier's wife's name was Mindy Mandy. No. And I think it has, Dr. Sadler's got to get involved. Dr. Jim Sadler's with us. Dr. Sadler, would you mind telling me your wife's name?
Yes, my wife is Mandy.
Can you spell that?
M-A-I-N-D-A-Y.
M-A-I-N?
No, M-A-I-N-D-A-Y.
M-A-I-N-D-A-Y.
Yes.
That's M-A-I, Main Day.
Yes, that's, her name is, yes, it's pronounced Main Day. But we call her Mindy.
What is Main Day?
Now, her father, Main Day, I don't know. It was a very important day. Main Day. Main Day, her father was, I don't know.
Main Day is what?
Main Day is the main day. It was payday.
I think it has something to do with Dozier and Sadler, I think. I don't know. Let me just... spitballing this thing as we go. So everything is balanced here on the board. I figured out that the echo is being caused by too much, not enough limiter. And God damn it, man. And also we had that like a kind of a pre-slapback, which was caused by the auxiliary. One of the gains on the auxiliary, an auxiliary gain was up about just maybe 1 dB, and it was causing that goddamned fucking... annoying. I call it pre-slapback. I don't know what the hell you'd call it. It was just like, anyway, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Don't worry. Dr. Sadler, what is your wife's name?
My wife is named Mindy.
Did you say Mandy or Mindy?
I said, I got a guy over here.
Dr. Sadler, just talk to me.
Okay.
What is your wife's name?
My wife's name is Mindy.
You just a moment ago said Mandy.
I just a moment ago said Mandy.
I don't want anybody commenting on someone's crap.
What? The fuck is wrong with you? I'm trying to answer your questions to the best of my ability.
The best of your ability, Sadler?
Hey, watch it. I'm a doctor. I save lives. My wife's name is Mindy.
Mandy.
Mindy.
All right, M-I-N-D-Y?
M-I-A-N-D-A-Y.
How is in any world that's pronounced Mindy?
I don't know, Phil, but her name is Mindy. It's spelled M-A-I-N-D-A-Y.
Main Day.
No, Mindy.
Why is she named Main Day?
Because my dad's from Maine, but we pronounce it Mindy.
Maine spelled M-A-N-E.
Yeah, there you go. My dad's from Maine, and he couldn't spell.
My dad's from Maine, and oh, yeah, he couldn't spell. All right. Oh, man. I felt so shitty today. And then all of a sudden, I realized that I needed some ghost pepper soup, and I got some, and it was great. Ghost pepper soup is my savior. It's the hottest goddamn spice I've ever had. Now, I know, actually, you know, Thai food is very spicy. I'll never get some dumbass redneck. This is the funniest thing I ever saw in my life. I was in a Thai food restaurant in St. Paul, Minnesota. Now, this is different from the Sri Lanka. Oh, Christ, that was hot. The Sri Lanka was over on Hennepin in uptown Minneapolis. The Sri Lanka was, that goddamn food is delicious, and it's very hot. Thai food is right up there. So this joint was in Lower Town, St. Paul. I go in one night, and in comes some dumbass-looking fucking cowboy who said, I hear that this goddamn, this Thai food's that hot? I don't think so. He sticks his nose down into a bowl, I swear to God, into this little tiny bowl that has some Thai spice, and snorts it. either because he wanted to prove he was a badass, or he was trying to sniff it. Excuse me, he was trying to sniff it and sniff too much, or whatever the hell it was that he was thinking he was doing. You, oh God, he grabs his nose. He starts screaming, you know, he starts kind of howling and, I gotta flush it out. He had to go to the bathroom, flush his fucking nose out for half an hour. I never laughed so hard in my life. I think he thought he was going to come in and say, you know, let me tell you what spice is. Good spicy Mexican food. Spicy Mexican food ain't shit compared to Sri Lankan or real spicy Thai food. It ain't shit. And I love Mexican food. Don't get me wrong. Mexican food's the best. Spicy chili. The spiciest motherfucking chili you ever had. I don't know. I guess you could make chili so spicy it doesn't taste good. But this is food that tastes good and is spicy. You know, it's, in other words, it's one of those things where you put yourself through the hell of eating it because you know it's going to be so goddamn good, you know? I can't describe it any other way, man. Frontier. Enjoy the... Experience the joy of fiber internet. My ass. Okay. Let's go. Oh, you fucking piece of shit. What happened to this? God damn. I think Vernon Dozier's at the gym. He's always at the gym. And that's not the gym, that's horse racing. The gym's here. And then Dr. Sadler's at his inside. This is cafe, mall, news, what? Phone, what the fuck is this? Shut up. D-Day. I don't know, man. Bathtub? Who'd be in the bathtub? Dr. Sadler. I think that would make it very funny. Where's my bathtub? Where's my bathtub? There it is. There you go. Now, where's my bath? God damn it. There it is. No, bitch. I don't want that. There we go. Okay. So that's Dr. Sadler, and then the gym is my main man. What's his name? There's the gym. Gym. So we kick off like, you know, Dr. Jim Sadler joining. I guess you're having a tub, huh, Dr. Sadler?
That's right, Phil. I thought I'd decide to take a tub. Mandy, can you give me that thing? My wife, Mandy, we're going to talk about Mandy. She's in the bathroom right now. Hand me the soap, and if you wouldn't mind, give me the oil. Right. You know the one. Give me the oil and the insert brush. Thank you. And what can I do for you, Phil?
Well, you know that I wanted to talk to you tonight about Mandy and your wife, Mandy, or Mindy. I know you've...
My wife's name is Mindy.
Okay, here we go. You just said her name was Mandy.
Who am I speaking with?
This is Margaret Gray, and you know it.
God damn. Hey, honey, you're going to have to leave the room. Mandy, can you rub it right here? So,
all right, if you're going to give your wife directions on how to rub you...
Oh, my God, I'm not saying how to rub me. I'm simply, I've had a very difficult day, Phil.
All right, and joining us here is Vernon Dozier. Vernon, how are you?
Yeah, I'm fine, Phil.
My understanding is that you called your wife Mandy Mindy because of Dr. Sadler?
No, that's not exactly it. I knew Dr. Sadler's wife. I knew his wife Mindy before I got married to Lorraine.
So your wife's name is Lorraine?
Yes.
And he calls his wife Mindy Mandy to copy me.
Not to copy you, Ace. But because okay. I thought it was funny.
We thought it'd be funny.
No, that doesn't work. We thought it would be funny. What if we just... Why does Vernon Dozier have to involve it all? Why don't we just have Dr. Sadler? Dr. Sadler is joining us here from his home in San Diego, California. And Dr. Sadler is always... Where the fuck is this goddamn thing? So you're having a tub?
Yeah, so I decided to take a tub. I hope that... Is it okay?
Absolutely, yeah. I just asked Bud to please tell me...
Yeah, I forgot to tell you that he would be taking a tub.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, if there's a problem...
No, there's no problem. Dr. Sadler, we decided to talk with you before we talked to Vernon Dozier.
Oh, shit.
So you know what this is about.
Is his wife's name being Mandy?
Yeah.
Okay, so here it is. My wife is Mindy. I always call her Mandy because I make a mistake. Coach Dozier, his wife is named Lorraine. His wife is named Lorraine Newman. But people were going to think that he was married to the movie star.
Okay.
So he decided to call her Mindy. And he forgot to call her, so he called her Mandy, too.
Why couldn't he just say, oh, my God, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
No, tell me about it. And he asked me, do you mind if I borrow your wife's name and call her Mindy Mandy? You know?
Why?
Because then he could say it was a gag. I thought, yeah, I'm right here, Phil. I thought I could blow the whole thing off as a gag. I'm not about to say, yeah, my wife's name is Lorraine Newman.
Why do you have to say Newman?
That's her middle name.
You don't have to say it's Lorraine Newman. You could just say it's Lorraine.
Oh, is that how you do it? People are going to find out that her name's Lorraine Newman. Lorraine Newman. So I started calling her Mindy Mandy. And I called him immediately. I said, what are you trying to pull? And I said I wasn't trying to pull anything, but it just came into my mind that I could call my wife Mandy and Mindy. That's what I call my wife.
Do you call your wife Mandy and Mindy because you really can't remember her name?
I do know my wife's name, but because of the way it's pronounced, my wife's name is Mandy.
How do you spell it?
Honey, how do you spell your name? Well, she left the room.
You don't even know how to spell your wife's name.
But you're the guy that can't say your wife's name is Lorraine Newman. God!
All right, man. I think we got it. No, not really, but, you know. Oh, fuck. Here we go, bitch. No fucking way. I'm sorry. Give me something new to play. I already heard that. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. One, two, three, four, five. Here we go, man. All right.